What's up, K-State Nation? This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State. Eddie Greer, another postcast of K-State Baseball coming at you right now. It's going to be, of course, a day later because we had to get the news of Jerome Tang winning the Naismith Coach of the Year yesterday. So that had to take priority. But now baseball is going to take priority. It's going to come out a day later on Tuesday morning, so apologies for that. Anyways, DC didn't matter anyway because K-State drops another Big 12 series at home to 24th-ranked West Virginia. Lost the finale on Sunday afternoon here in Manhattan, Kansas at Toyn Family Stadium, 10-6 in this game, despite two bombs by Roberto Pena. Still wasn't enough there as the Mountaineers jumped on K-State early and often in this game. Pete Hughes did mention good comment on the day that Roberto Pena had a two-home-run day for him. Quote, he had a great approach today, he said, and then of course it goes on to say he minimized his plan at the plate and had productive at-bats. Things just didn't fall our way, end quote of the day. Again, the West Virginia against K-State team seems to cannot solve the riddle of the West Virginia Mountaineers. And I should have realized it sooner, but it's okay. West Virginia came into the series over the weekend, ranked 24th in the country, and they took 2 of 3 from the Cats in this one. K-State, for the second time this year, after the weekend before sweeping OU, taking that series, well, you did not take this one at home. And K-State usually plays ranked opponents, and particularly ranked Big 12 opponents, well at Toyn. That did not happen over the weekend here, as they dropped 2 of 3 to West Virginia and they lose their second Big 12 conference series of 2023. In this game, let's go inside the box score for the Cats at least. Here, the Wildcats on the losing end, 6 runs, 7 hits, an error, but left 6 on base in this one. And Roberto Pena, back to him. He that was his first time recording a multi-home run in a game as a K-Stater. This one as well here. Let's see the bullpen. Going to the bullpen here real quick here. Combined, right, 8 strikeouts, including surrendering 5 runs, all of them earned runs in this one. And this stat also is also alarming. You can't do it. K-State in this game, 3 of 8 with runners in scoring position. And 3 of those, they drove in 3 with 2 outs there. But overall, that's still a decent clip there as well. Let's go a little bit deeper with the West Virginia in score here. That's West Virginia now is 21-7 overall here. Hang on a second here. That's okay. Wow. Yeah, West Virginia. I'm looking at the wrong section here. West Virginia added 3 runs in the 9th inning, and K-State almost responded with the same thing, but it was too little too late there as West Virginia. They jumped on K-State there. And then K-State did respond with 4 runs in the 2nd inning. And then West Virginia came right back, added 2 in the 3rd, 1 in the 4th, and 1 in the 5th. And K-State didn't score any after that gigantic 4-run second. That was the difference of the game. West Virginia, 10 runs, 13 hits, no errors in this game. K-State's Dom Hughes, he went hitless. Brandon Jones had a hit in this game. Nick Goodwin, your preseason Big 12 first teamer, he went over 5 in this game. Dom Hughes over 4. Brady Day over 2 in this game. Kalen Culpepper, he got a hit in this one. He went 1 for 4 in the game. Roberto Pena drove in 5 runs, 2 bombs. In this one there as well. And the winning pitcher for West Virginia went to Robbie Porco. He goes to 3-1 in the year. Only pitched an inning in 1/3, 2 hits, walked two and struck out only one here. And for the K-State, the loss here goes to Colin Rothamel. Started the game off here only going 2 1/3. Gave up 5 runs, 2 of them were unearned, 4 hits, walked 2, did not strike out any. Jackson Worth, he went deep. He went 3 2/3 here in Tyrell. Boy, West Virginia ate him up. 3 innings pitched, 6 hits, 3 runs, all of them unearned. Walked 1 and struck out 5 West Virginia batters, but West Virginia ate him up in this baseball game. So, I'm going to make a pivot here real quick. Big 12 baseball standings here. I had this up here. Yep, now I'm going to have it right here, right now. So, K-State dropping them to 5-4. Where does that leave them at? Still leaves them in the top half of the league still after dropping 2 of 3 to West Virginia. They're behind West Virginia, Texas, and Oklahoma State leading the Big 12 right now as we go into a new week here for Kansas State. So, all that being said, K-State next up. The Tuesday night match here at Toyton continues where they face off against Nebraska, former Big 12 foe, Nebraska, K-State going out of here, folks, coming up on Tuesday night. So that's going to be interesting. Going to be interesting to see Nebraska 15-9. Is that a one I'm seeing on this? What? You cannot tie in baseball. Get out of here. 15-9-1. Of course, the team to do that is Nebraska. 15-9-1 taking on K-State now, who is now 19-11 on the year after losing 2 of 3 to West Virginia. 5-4 in conference play. Next up for K-State when this podcast rolls out will be tonight, Tuesday. K-State, Nebraska showdown, Toyton Family Stadium here. K-State looks to get back in the win column here. It's kind of a big game, kind of a big deal. So if you're in the area, you got nothing else going on, K-State Nation, make sure you come out to that ball game here. So K-State look to bounce back in a big way against former Big 12 foe Nebraska on the diamond. The Pearl Project Podcast is first time listening to this podcast. Again, welcome on board to the pod. Love what you're listening. Second thing you do, subscribe to the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State, we'll have you covered. Yes, football, well, is somewhat in the rearview mirror, but football, though, spring football is going on right now. Practice anyways. So we'll have a special guest back on the podcast coming up this week on the show. I want to make sure you're subscribed to that. And feel free to rate us or leave a review of your choice there as well. So definitely the Pearl Project Podcast. We don't stop. We're not going to stop. So definitely make sure you keep it right here to this podcast. All right, that's going to do it for this West Virginia postcast edition of the PPPD, the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer again. K-State losing game 3 to West Virginia and lost the series 2-1, 10-6 on Sunday afternoon. Eddie Greer, go Cats. It's been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.